your installations on MurderCapital.com every Monday at 10 p.m. CIT. An hour of music from a decade of no rules, which came out of Germany from around the 1968 German and Italian student movement and French protests. Groundbreaking artists who went against the grain of what was rapidly becoming a predictable music scene that was spawned upon the psychedelic movement of a couple of years previous.
We'll be right back. ladies and gentlemen, you're all probably thinking, well, what the hell are we doing playing Ultravox at the beginning of a krautrock radio broadcast? Well, the reason being is that that particular tune was produced by the legend that was the man that was Connie Plank. The man who was a radio engineer for...
He was sound man in the 60s for Marlene Dietrich.
And that just says it all. The absolute legend that is Connie Plank. All the tunes that we're going to play tonight are all linked to that great man. And we're going to play you another Ultravox tune. Well, just let the tune do the talking, shall we? Fantastic. I Can't Stay Long from Ultravox's Island album, Systems of Romance.
1978.
Yeah, two different eras of Ultravox there. Obviously, at the beginning, it was Madura, lead singer. But then the classic phase of John Fox, Untouchable, really. But without Connie Plank's mesmeric production on a lot of these records, they just wouldn't have the oomph, would they, Mick? Yeah,
steely, powerful production there is unbelievable.
Yeah, and it's legend is a word that gets bandied around a lot, especially in the times that we're living in now. And it's like it's just a throwaway comment, but to Connie Plank, it actually resonates.
Yes, he's definitely up there with George Martin, Joe Meek, and Martin Hannett in my book. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. This guy, he pretty much shaped the way Western music sounds, and he's influenced bands all over the world. I mean, the music that we were listening to in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, and I suppose the early part of the 2000s as well, would not be the music that we'd listen to if it wasn't for someone like Connie Plank. I mean, Mickey, you've got a list of albums and acts, haven't you, that this man had his hands in the palette of
his magic fingers. Yes, yeah, I mean in the 80s he produced, I mean, to name but a few: Killing Joke, the Eurythmics, the Tourist, and Echo and the Bunnymen, you know.
Yeah, and that's just a start. I mean, Mickey and I, we were thinking that we was going to do just one show, but when you read lists like that, I mean, we've got to do a second part, and we'll probably do that in the new year.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyway, we're going to move swiftly on, and let's have some DAF, shall we? Obviously, they wasn't on Helium. Don't ask me why that was on 45. I think I must have forgot to press 33 after the Ultravox first Ultravox record.
Accidents will happen.
Aye. Well, we'll sort it out. DAF, SN Dan Schlaffen from Die Kleinen und Die Bösen, was it their first LP?
Yeah, Die Kleinen und Die Bösen.
In Die Bösen. Moot Records from 1980. For lovers of DAF, that was a great tune. I think we played, was it Mussolini?
Der Mussolini was a big production of Connie Plank's as well, which DAF are very famous for. Yeah, Der Mussolini.
Actually, I don't think we have played that, but we'll have to play that in the new year, I think, when we do part two.
Absolutely.
Hopefully without the Scheiser cock-ups. The Scheiser cock-ups.
Indeed.
Anyway, he's Andy Nogger. We'll be right back. That was Andy Nogger from Cran. Yeah, we was going to play some Kraftwerk, but we've been playing Kraftwerk quite a lot. So I suppose this is Kraftwerk, isn't it, really, Mick? This is Organisation, Tone Float.
Yeah,
so,
the precursor to Kraftwerk, actually. Yeah.
So here it is. The tune's called Noitas Nagro.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful Noe Tazanagro from Tone Float organisation. That's a combo of Ralph Hooter, Basil Hamoudi, Florian Schneider, Eselben, Butch Hauf and Fred Monix. That was the earliest sort of embryonic stages of Kraftwerk. Great album from 1970, if you can get it, managed to get a reissue of that.
And obviously, once again, Konrad Planck on the production duties there.
Yeah, the master, Konrad Planck. We'll play some stuff from his phases with Dieter Möbius now, and this is from an album called En Route and a tune called Automatic. Here it is, Automatic. Thank you. Automatic from En Route, which is Dieter Möbius and Connie Plank, obviously.
What year was that? 19...
It says here it's 1980.
Yeah, it's kind of a forerunner to techno, really, I think, yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's you can hear all the other stuff. You can hear the DAF going on in there as well, can't you?
Like, absolutely.
Actually, it's from 1995.
Oh, 95. Ah, oops.
So I'm 15 years out. It was originally released on a label called Curious M, but this was a Bureau B reissue from 2012. I've got some more Möbius and Plank now, and this is from Rasta Kraut Pasta.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Mick. That was Feedback 66 from a fantastic Rasta Kraut Pastor album.
Möbius and Planck.
Yeah. That was from 1980, originally on Sky Records, obviously a Bureau B reissue. But
kind of puts to shame what I was doing in 1980 with my band Naked Lunch. Just joking.
No, it's that's En Route was... how can the album be released in 1996 when Connie Plank died in 1987? Well, the thing lay dormant for a very long time. It was around 1986 that Connie unfortunately became ill. 47, was it, Mick?
Well, he died at 47, so... Yeah.
He died at the age of 47, yeah. And like I said, the album lay dormant and was released in 1996, obviously a couple of years after his death. But Connie's studio remained up until about 2006.
Yeah, studio continued functioning until 2006, until that was when his widow died. And then, unfortunately, his son Stefan had the studio dismantled and auctioned off, unfortunately.
But this is me taking a stand now. And there should be some kind of memorial erected for this guy because he shaped the way modern music sounds. For me anyway, and so yeah, anyone who's German who's listening now needs to champion this cause. This guy needs some kind of monument erected because he was loved worldwide, his music is loved worldwide, his influence is loved worldwide. So from this point onwards, someone needs to get some kind of monument erected in Conrad Planck's sort of legendary name.
Well, in actual fact, I came across, I was sent a link by a friend of mine stating that there is a three-disc box set of Conrad Planck productions coming out in the new year, I believe.
Well, I'd even go so far as to say that his birth should be a national holiday in Germany.
1940.
Definitely. Anyway, this is Conditionerer. That was the fantastic first tune on an album called Material with Mobius and Plank, and that's called Conditioner, and it was originally released on Sky, obviously another Bureau B reissue. That's from 1981. Wonderful little nuances going on in that one, Mick. Eh?
Absolutely.
Loads of you can tell Mobius and Plank are just having loads of fun making that. Some nice bottleneck guitar and loads of little shouts, and it's like when you see the photographs from the reissue of the albums, they've both got massive beaming smiles on their faces, and you can tell they're just having some very sort of childlike fun making those tunes, and you can hear that it's just full of colour, full of I can imagine Connie Plank's very sort of colourful, warm nature. Yeah, you can you can absolutely feel that coming through in
just
in
so
music,
creative,
can't you?
It's just incredibly creative.
And this is this next selection is one of Mickey's choices. He never got to actually play the whole tune before about three or four shows back.
I think we've got about 10 seconds of it played.
Yeah, we're going to play the whole thing now for you. It's Oxymoron by Guru Guru.
Res Commandant. Der ist kommt von Skrell, Hals kommt Prosket, Les Karabels und Kutorit. Was Skrell ist und Tars, Skrell und Tars, Karabatars und Kutar, Prera und Korea. Ros Karabineros, Farim Kalle, Hals Kett, Grossam Fachschild und Götte. Morfkes Karabalat, Prosperino, immer lustig. We'll be right back.
Oxymoron by Guru Guru. We'll play the whole thing at one point, won't we, Mick?
Well, actually, yet again, we were destined not to play Oxymoron because that, in actual fact, was Immer Lustig.
It's probably time for us to say good night, guten Nacht and stille Nacht.
Yes, good night, everybody. This is, and we shall see you next week.
Yeah, and have a good Yuletide.
Absolutely. Bye bye.
Wasser. Ich fragte ihn nach der Zeit, aber als er sich umdrehte, sah ich, dass er es gar nicht war. Ich habe das komische Gefühl, dass ich...